What are we talking about? I was about to say sounding. Sounding isn't what we're talking about. We're talking
No.
about.
Do you feel like we could do a whole episode on sounding?
Yeah, probably. I imagine
What
we could do
is
a whole episode on sounding.
do you like
what is
yell at
sounding?
genitals? Like, how does that
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, what is sounding?
Okay, welcome to Hardly Know
Oh,
Her. This is a
so
podcast. We're listening to
sounding is the sexual act of inserting items into your urethra for sexual pleasure. Welcome to
Okay,
Hardly
so
Know Her. My
famously, we watched a video of a man being sounded on this podcast
It's
live,
true.
which featured a life-size cardboard cutout of one of our favorite actors, one Vin Diesel.
It's true. That is a
Oh,
100%
wow.
true.
So
That is
in this video of this man being having a metal rod inserted into your urethra,
Oh
just
my
there's
God.
just a Vin Diesel standing in the back looking disapprovingly.
Disapprovingly?
Yeah.
And to give you an idea of the width of what we're talking about here, like the sounding rod was a little bit thicker than a pencil is what
Oh.
is where it was. So
God, I don't remember being that thick.
it was pretty
Oh.
thick, man. It was
I was
quite
busy looking for
famous.
Easter eggs around the bedroom in that one.
I'm Turtle Pig.
Hello.
We got Slurp Kirk and Slurp Twerk. Hold on. There you
Jack,
go.
I kind of
Shake
like
that ass
that.
for me, baby. Hell
Let me see that
yeah.
bounce. Let me
For
see
the
it bounce.
Patreon
followers, you can watch me very lazily twerk for about half a second.
Absolutely. Patreon.com/hardlyknower. And then we have Zelestia here as well. Hello. Perfect. And as you probably heard already, we have two other lovely guests here with us. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Jake, you want to go first?
No, you do it, Sam.
Well, you kind of
Okay.
just did Jake's for him.
All right, fine.
But then he kind of respond. Yeah, everyone gets their names out. That's good. That's good. That's ideal.
Hey, this is Sam joining in. I'm one of Slurp Twerp's co-hosts on his other podcast, the Thank Pod for Cast Cars.
Yeah, it's an exhaustive look at the. We'll
Nice
get to
plug at
it.
the beginning. Yeah,
Like
nice
Honda
plug at the beginning.
Tokyo, we will get there. Yeah. These other two lads, they do another show with me. So I've got all my hosts in one Zoom call.
Yeah, how nice is that?
Cool. It's good. It's
It's like a
like
reverse gangbang just for you. That's
kind of
right.
like when you go to a party and you kind of have two friend groups kind of mingling, like
Like a reverse
Whoa, no.
gangbang. Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
like you do at most parties as a reverse gangbang, yeah.
So I was unaware until I joined this Zoom meeting what we were going to talk about. Well, everyone else was already on board apparently, and I just missed that message, I guess.
No,
We're
I just didn't
talking
send
about
anything.
when was I supposed to be getting on board with this?
Oh, you also didn't know about it?
No.
Oh, okay, cool. All
When
right.
was I
Okay.
supposed
Can I give
to
you?
just
Here's
been
the
hanging out in
timeline.
Texas
It seemed
talking
like as
about
I it seemed like as I came into this chat, you guys were all already set on talking about this. So I was like,
Well,
oh, okay, cool.
this is not, I just want to say we have a separate, I'm not trying to start like podcast beef. We have a separate Fast Cars group text, and Sean politely asked us, I apologize he didn't inform you guys, but he asked us, does anyone want to do a Hardly Knower tonight? And I said, what's the topic? Sean replied, we don't have anything of yet. I'm open. I said, have y'all done soaking? And he goes, I don't believe so. Haha. And I said, I'm down. Let me know the time. And I guess that's how we
Yeah.
came to
And
that.
I just.
Our whole message was from Slurp, and all it said was, got guests for tonight.
Yeah, that's why I was confused. It sounded like you were already on, like you already knew about it, whenever I joined into the chat room. So I was like, oh, I guess I'm the one asshole who doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about. But okay, cool.
No,
That makes me
I'm the
feel
one
better then.
asshole
Thank
that's
you.
bad at communicating.
Perfect. Well, while you guys did a little bit of research, Zal and I are going into this relatively blindsided by Mormon fucking.
I'm
But that's
not
okay.
though.
Yeah,
I'm not though.
you have a good bit of
I've
knowledge
dated a
about
couple
this.
of Mormons.
Yeah,
I've dated
exactly.
two
What?
Mormons and
Amazing.
I lived in Utah for like longer than I should have. So
We have our expert already. There
Yeah,
we
this is going
go.
to be a
So
whole episode. It's going to be
I'm good.
primarily soaking, but we're also going to get into a lot of Latter-day Saint stuff.
Yeah,
I went
so there was
to
more
Mormon
Mormon stuff.
preschool. I know Sam.
Honestly, I didn't know there was a religious aspect to it. I heard about it through like people like mentioning it via like Twitter and TikTok. I thought it was like a trend. I thought it was just like a challenge.
Rooted in
like,
Mormonism.
You know, the it like is planking. Rooted. It is heavily. I thought it was like planking or like the what was
like the new Harlem Shake.
The Harlem Shake. Yeah, I thought it
Have
was
you
like
seen
the Harlem
Shake where the guy shits on the other guy.
No, send me that link.
Oh, man, I'll have to find it again. I made Muscle
made
Dan
it?
Watch it before.
Were the guy?
No, but it's wild because the guy that's in it now, and like, look, people can change, people's content can grow, whatever. The guy who did it started up a YouTube channel about like teaching kids about science or whatever, and it got so popular that now he like has some other guy doing it, so he's no longer the face of it. But it's just very funny that the guy that was in a Harlem Shake video where you like it was like like sprayed out diarrhea shit on a man.
Once now, you record yourself shitting on a man, you can't do children's education. You just have to take that off the table as far as career choices.
Yeah, remember, let's not forget the main man, Paul Rubin, and his exploits.
God bless.
Yeah, so should we get into soaking?
Yeah, please.
Sure. Yeah.
Should we start soaking
who has
right
a dictionary?
Now?
Who has a dictionary definition of soaking handy?
I do. Well, the Wikipedia definition of soaking, also known as marinating or floating. It
Gross.
Is a sexual practice of inserting a penis into a vagina, but not subsequently thrusting. And this is reportedly used by some members of the LDS church as a sort of loophole to get into heaven at doing premarital sex. So it's sort of a gotcha, like when you get to like the gate, St. Peter's like, well, hold on a minute. And then you should be like, no, it's okay. It was just soaking.
Okay. Right, because so God is like a velociraptor and he can only see through motion. So that's why.
It's like the butthole loophole, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Not actually
exactly. Sex. Yeah, sodomy's okay as long as you're straight.
The loophole is mentioned in the Wikipedia article. But that's not it. There's more besides soaking, because soaking alone is just like, well, what are we supposed to do? So you have to hire a third party, aka a jumper, to hop up and down on the bed to create the thrusting motion, but you're not actually thrusting. You are an innocent bystander to the practice as well. So that is so God could be like, well, this all checks out. You had a jumper, okay. Premarital sex, you're good. Get in heaven. You're in. Get in.
Like,
yeah,
just
the protocols.
Like, that's so much work. Like finding a person who's okay with
work.
Being a jumper, and then like just developing being okay with exhibitionism if it's not really your thing. You know what I mean? I mean, like, that's like if you have a friend that's a voyeur, great. You know, like, but. As a young adult Mormon, I don't think that you've had the opportunity to explore your fetishes to know what you're into and what you're not into at that point, especially since you're considering fucking soaking.
You have
you
like
know?
A buddy system
no.
for this?
Well, like a lot of this is like in college too. Like it's when you're trying to like figure out like who you are and things mm-hmm. like that. It really sucks because that's just a lot of like sexual trauma immediately.
Absolutely.
That you're like being put on to yourself because of religion, so then it like becomes religious sexual trauma as well, and like that's not something that goes away even as you like leave the church or as you stop believing in these things. Like that feeling of shame will still like carry on and like can like really like hinder like your sexual relationships in the future as well. So like as
body
like funny
too.
As it like is and it's like haha soaking like go through all this lengths like just fuck, and it's like they really are like so afraid to go to hell that like they're going to
right.
the whole like the length of like having one of their buddies sit on the edge of the bed or sit underneath like a bunk bed and push up on the mattress or whatever it is to like make it work. Like it's like it's a lot to still deal with the shame at the end of the day for sure.
And we should be like teaching instead of teaching like safe sex and like other, you know, sexual education stuff to like help these kids through a really difficult time, where instead you know, you have to have a loophole and you know, it could be incredibly dangerous. I mean, soaking, you know, these kids probably don't know a lot about safe sex. They probably, if they think that premarital sex is a sin, there's probably a good chance they think birth control is a sin. So sure. There's not like, it's, you know, it is very, to an outsider's perspective, it is very like funny soaking and like hot, like you're saying, haha, but like, yeah, I mean, it could be STDs, like that, just because you're not, in the eyes of the Latter-day Saints church, having sex, you are committing a sexual act. So there's STDs to worry about as well. And, you know, it's a whole can
depending
of worms.
Depending on where you are too, because like if you get caught in BYU doing this shit, like that's enough to get you kicked from the school. Like, mm-hmm.
Right.
Being gay,
they don't care. Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
I think they're getting a little more lax on the gay thing, but like being gay was like enough to like get you kicked from BYU and stuff as well. Like it's very, very highly like religious and very like conservative and all of that.
So Sam, in your research, is soaking and then the act of jumping on the bed, I thought those were like two separate things. Like, mm-mm. The jump humping, that's like the soaking spagliato. It's like, it's extra.
A mistake or extra? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not, it's like I said, I'm only reading about this. And like, I think this is like where this is all like urban legend. Like, I don't know how often this is happening, but there are TikTokers they've taken up the practice of soaking, not in a religious sense, but just like it's like trendy or something like that. So there are like, it lists a couple of TikTokers that say they went to BYU and that they're not Mormon anymore, but they had heard of other people, firsthand accounts of people doing it. So I don't know.
So from what I understand, the jumper part of it was an addendum to the original soaking. So soaking by itself was literally just that's why I used to call it marinating. I mean, soaking, right? Soaking doesn't imply any kind of motion. So, but it was an addendum to like see exactly how far they could get away with it, you know? And so that was just like, well, motion would feel really awesome, but we can't do that. But what if it wasn't us? What if something else was causing the motion and we were just doing the soak, which we've already established is okay? And so like, it was just like an additional act that was added to it. So I don't think that it's something that is required that always has to be there. I mean, especially for a lot of these people that are probably very not, you know, sexually experienced, they don't need a whole lot of stimulation for something to happen anyways. Right. And so, yeah, there's it's not a necessary part, but it is there if they can get it.
I just don't think that this is something that happens very frequently. I mean, I could be wildly ignorant, but I don't foresee this as like a actual thing other than like, I'm sure it has, but I'm just saying like, I don't think this is very commonplace. I think
it's absolutely a real thing and it's more common than you want it to be. Yeah. It's not super common. It's not like everybody and their mom is doing it, because again, most people who are LDS, most people who are consider themselves Mormon aren't gonna soak because they're not gonna risk it. Like that's, again, like you're putting your entire soul on the line here to soak for a second, right? But that being said, like it's something that's been talked about since before TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Like this is stuff like I've known about for years and years and years, you know, so it's something that definitely does happen.
Yeah, I just feel like if you're willing, like I think Turtle Pig or Sean said it. It was just like, if you're willing to risk it, wouldn't you just do the premarital sex at that point?
And for paying for the pound, it's like,
yeah.
I think if your mind's soaking at a place is sort of where a you're bridge. Considering it, you're like probably you've got like some mental health.
That's the start to being really kinky, is what it is. It's it's like, I'm going to go, like, if you're going to put yourself to like that length of like bringing a buddy in, you're a kinky son of a bitch. So like, you're probably just opening yourself to be more kinky. You know, those are your kinksters of the religion, I suppose.
So Zell, you're kind of saying that like soaking is like the gateway drug to like kinkier sex.
For sure.
100%.
It's the marijuana of sex, basically.
Yeah.
Good.
I would never. I mean,
if you think about it, limitations generally are the origins of like weird shit happening with sex. You know what I mean? Like, don't have somewhere to fuck, you fuck in public, or you fuck in somewhere, you know, kind of like secret, things like that, you know? And so, I mean, obviously the religious are have likely the most limitations put on them, you know, especially premarital, you know, relationships and whatnot. So yeah, it makes sense that like you make do with what you have, and you keep justifying it in your mind religiously as to like why this is okay, why it's okay to happen, and you have all these reasons or whatnot. And so I think that's why, because like they keep just going up to the line, and they do not wish to cross it until they are actually ready to get married, because again, they truly 100% believe that they will lose their soul if they break that line. And so they just keep inching their way towards it to see what will, you know, what they can get away with, right? So
right. God, it just seems like semantics though, right? Like it's like, if I don't know. It's
by the
it
book
seems like
is very much how a lot of people believe in, not even just Mormons, but a lot of Christians believe in that way too. You know, like it's by the book, like specifically what the Bible says and does not say is what the rules are. So I mean, right. Like, yeah, is it semantics? Sure, but that's how they were taught the religion works, right?
Well, it's sort of like a peace of mind. It's just it's a way to like justify it. I mean, it's so ridiculous that it even got to this point that a religion, like an organized religion, would have such a backwards view on sex, but it's just a way.
There are a few of them do.
I'm not too familiar with it. I've seen like a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode, but like there's something in the Jewish faith, there's something like you can have sex with like another person while you're married, as long as it's like through a sheet with like a hole, basically like a glory hole.
That's in like Judaism. I can't speak to like, I'm not an expert on any of that. So I don't know, like, but I think Jake's right. I believe that's like, but I think that's like an old time, like 100-year-old sort of tradition. I don't think it's anything anyone's doing now, but I could be wrong as well. I just don't know. But I believe that's like an older tradition.
But the kinky ones are still using it.
I wonder if the Mormons have learned about the glory hole. Cause I don't know what that might be another,
There's a passage in LDS that's like that, if thou shalt not see, if the eye. That was the lost tablet.
Guys, I found one more.
The salamander text talked all about the fucking glory holes.
It mentioned sounding too. Take my rod.
God bless
that divine hole.
Spoil the child.
A lot of religions have like religious justifications for things that like at one point or another were not deemed okay. I mean, we talk about, I mean, like anal sex, that's a common loophole for Christians, right? That's one that we there's a song about it, mm-hmm. called a loophole, I think, right? By Garfunkel and Oates. Very funny.
Garfunkel and Oates.
Yeah, so if you haven't listened to it, I highly recommend
me in the ass if you love this. Jesus.
Yeah, fuck me in the ass if you love Jesus is the chorus of it. It's so good.
That's so funny.
But I mean, you know, polygamy is also excused by the letter of the law, by the letter of the book, right? By explicitly what's talked about there. Incest can be justified because there were several, like religious figures in the Old Testament that for sure. I mean, there was one guy that fucked two or three of his daughters and had kids with all of them. So I mean, like it's absolutely a thing to where like the letter of the specific rules, the semantics, whatever, are used to both shame certain acts and then also justify and legitimize certain acts because it occurred in the texts one way or the other, right? And it's I don't know, man. I mean, it's a weird thing. Like spirit of the law versus letter of the law. It's essentially the same thing that carried over with the early steps of America. You know, whether or not people want to go by exactly what the Declaration and what, you know, Bill of Rights and everything, exactly what they say, or is it, you know, like the idea, the spirit behind everything, right? So it's always going to be an argument. I think it sounds like we are more for the idea of like, not that any of us are Mormons, but the idea is that like the spirit of the law would say, don't fucking do that. It doesn't, it seems like the spirit would not be okay with this happening. But So a lot of people go by letter. A lot of people go by the letter of the law, the strict denotations of it, you know?
Yeah, I don't think, I think if you like checked with Brigham Young's ghost, he would say, wait, hold on.
It's like Mormonism is split into like the FLDS and the LDS now anyway, as well, because of going down to like the letter of the law.
What is the FLDS for those uninitiated?
The FLDS is a different sect of the Mormon cult. I'm religion. And they allow polygamy, and polygamy is a huge, huge part of what they do, as well as child brides. Marrying
fundamentalist is
very,
the F,
very
by
young. The fundamentalist.
Gotcha.
Fundamental Latter-day Saints.
Almost all of the oh man, what is it? Netflix, Stay Sweet, I believe is the name of it. It is a
gross
documentary series
gross
about the fundamentalist Latter-day Saints, one group of them.
You'd be right.
It's
I didn't see
it's
the whole thing, but I like my partner was watching it, and I'd like
there was
come in and out of the room, and
it's
intense.
There was a
it's
rough. There was a true crime series about real life LDS murders, the Under the Banner of Heaven. I think it was on like Hulu, I want to say. It's like Andrew Garfield in it. Highly disturbing, but that was also about, that was based on like a real life murders in like the 80s. But yeah, very, very, obviously very disturbing. But yeah, I just think, God, we would be, this is just my personal opinion, we'd be way better off without organized religion running people's lives, day-to-day lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's like these offshoots too are often the worst too, where they
okay, the reason why they're offshoots is because the religion was moving towards being more in line with society, and they were like, hold on, I really like having 10-year-old wives. You know what I mean?
And 10 of them.
And 10 of them.
You know it's bad
when they break off.
When the LDS is like, we're
the more
like,
progressive
y'all are too,
of the
two. Yeah.
y'all are too Mormon.
Hey, y'all gotta cut it out.
Yeah.
The only reason they split up was for money reasons anyway, because they were gonna not get funding anymore. So that's the only reason that like they're even, otherwise, like they would all still be doing the same fucking shit. Like,
of course, bureaucracy is what
it's not
up
even
them.
Like they like thought like, oh, it's gonna be better or anything. Like we also have to remember like they didn't allow black men to like be like leaders in any parts of like the church or anything. Like everything was very racist, and like people with darker skin like were made to be that way on purpose because
like the 80s, right? Good. It was pretty recent that
like
they were allowed.
It's not even like very recently, and like women are definitely like very much seen as second to men.
Well, I guess
that's,
we haven't even
that is a pretty
that.
Common one in just religion, I feel like.
Soaking is a purely heterosexual act. You know,
there's no
gay soaking.
Doesn't.
Yeah,
no,
there's
that's
no,
way out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's forget that. That's way too extreme, as opposed to just sitting there with a penis and a vagina motionless.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that's okay, but sex between two men? No, thank you. Yeah.
Religion, I feel like in the early stages of society and humanity was a nice way to like teach the basics of like morality and laws, because you could wrap it up in a way that was like easier for like early societies to like get a hold of and whatnot. Cause you know, if you're just like, well, don't, you know, kill, steal, rape, you know, like whatever. Why? God said so. And like that's easier than like an entire society being like having to like be raised up and like understand like the actual ethics and morality of everything. But after a certain point, I don't know if you really need it. You know what I mean? Like, I understand why it came about.
I don't
about.
Think it was ever needed. I feel like there was and always has been morality before religion.
Yeah,
I agree. I just think that's why it came about. I think it's more for control.
I disagree. I think it's for
control. That is control. That 100% is control, though. That is controlling a population to take up the morals that the leadership provide or that wants them to have. So that is control.
You switched into a different thing, but sure.
It's like a frustrated adult is just getting tired. Like, why? I don't know. Fucking God said. And also, sure, I want like to be in charge of everything.
It's like having the training wheels be like what the bike is about. Like, initially you're supposed to take those training wheels off eventually and just bike with two wheels, but everyone's like, actually, I think I like the training wheels, and also they're the most important part of the bike, and
I was good all
the
year.
Other parts of the bike,
and don't I also want a 10-year-old wife stalking. Is how that goes.
Yes.
These are all ingredients in the stew, I feel like.
Yeah. Soaking by itself, I think is, I don't know. Like,
seems
post-coitus? Post-coitus, I think it's kind of cute. I think it's kind of, you know, like you're just still, after you came inside, you're just kind of
in the afterglow situation.
Infection waiting to happen.
Yeah. I don't think it's a great idea.
Yeah, why don't we just let it marinate a bit?
It sounds terrible.
I'm just saying
that doesn't sound hygiene. Doesn't sound hygienic.
A sting later for that. Like, nah.
I'm just gonna sit up in this like legs up position. Well, like
the mating press. Hey, we talked about that right before.
Yeah, I'm just gonna hold this mating press for about 5 minutes if that's cool.
What does the jumper do afterwards?
How was your day?
Like, what's polite etiquette? Like, what's polite etiquette for
Shame.
A jumper?
I think it's like a high five. High fives all
high
around.
Five.
I don't know.
I mean, the jumper's the one doing all the work.
No,
I
they, better get they, a damn high five. They buy dinner for the jumper. That's what it has to be.
That's only fair,
nice
I think.
Hot chocolate. Not coffee, though.
No.
Nice hot
you
chocolate.
Can't. Yeah.
Do you want, like, something to drink? I got coffee. I got Coca-Cola.
No, they don't.
No, not allowed.
That's the joke.
Maybe like,
oh, they're splurging. Like, oh, we're being naughty. Let's have an ice cold Coke.
Yeah. It's caffeine free though, so it's okay.
A soak and a Coke. Aww.
Soak and a Coke.
Yeah. There you go.
Right, episode.
That's
title.
A shirt. Oh my god, that's a shirt. That's absolutely a shirt,
dude. I'm sending that to Coca-Cola. That's their next like
ad
campaign.
Commercial, baby. Yeah.
Soaking
light stuff. Soaking Coke,
like
baby.
Jingly music playing, and you just see the bed frame going up and down, and then just like three people enjoying three different.
I would make a shirt of that if I didn't think Coca-Cola would sue me.
Or
so,
like it's two people and like the polar bear is jumping.
Yeah, the polar bear's jumping. That's what I Jake.
And just Santa's watching.
Hey, baby.
Santa's watching. It zooms out.
Santa's the jumper.
The nice list. He adds them to the nice list.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys want actually Santa, fucking, so you're on the nice list.
He has the same rules as God. Santa,
well, they're in
cahoots.
Yeah. Santa consults with God.
They do. Yeah. They say,
God?
Okay, God. Yeah.
For your files, here's the naughty list. All those heathens doing blowjobs, and they could go straight to hell.
They're getting a big lump of coal.
Yeah.
Caffeine's limitation is funny. I remember hearing my father was in a seminary, like a religious, like high school, like people that are trained to be priests. He was only in it for a year, but he was in that for a year. And I remember he also said they like you know, obviously drinking wasn't allowed, smoking wasn't allowed, caffeine wasn't allowed, and also spicy foods, because they believed it was an aphrodisiac. And so all of the dudes after, you know, when they would sneak out, they would go out, they would get virgin cokes, they would smoke, they would have, you know, colas, and they would eat as much spicy food as they possibly could. A virgin coke, by the way, if you say it in a Filipino accent, it tells you what's in it. Virgin coke. Beer, gin, and Coke was their mixed drink because it was very
awful.
Cheap. It is.
Jesus
I've tried
Christ.
It because I was curious. It's disgusting.
Jesus.
But yeah. So, because it was cheap as shit, you could get like a small little handle of gin for like almost as much as like the Coke. So you know.
Yeah, I get it. You probably would have cut loose after eating like mayonnaise sandwiches all day.
Pretty much. Like, the equivalent in the Philippines would just be rice and meat, I imagine. So
seasoning.
Yeah, exactly. That's
going
so
crazy with the salt
I
pepper.
I boiled
shaker.
This meat. Here's some rice.
Oh, boiled meat and rice. What a sad day.
Here's spam and rice. Have fun.
Actually, Spam and Rice is awesome. Hold the phone. Spam and Rice is a very popular meal.
As someone that dated a Filipino person whilst being very poor, I've had my fair share.
Yep, absolutely.
And salty. It gets real salty.
Sure.
I also want to like recommend, there's a show on, I think it's on Amazon Prime. It's called Jury Duty. It's like a comedy. It's like a, it's sort of like a hidden camera show, but it's basically like there's a fake jury that there's like one real guy and there's a bunch of actors pretending to be an actual jury. They have a soaking scene in that show.
I was like, I was curious to see how you were.
That's
gonna,
where I'm going.
You were going to float this back over to soaking.
Yeah.
What do you mean they have a soaking scene? Like, does it like, just happen, or they're talking about it,
it's played for comedic effect. But yeah, there is a soaking scene in the show Jury Duty. I'll just put it that way. So check it out. It's very funny. The show is great, independent or with that, and independent of it. But there's a on screen depiction of soaking. Yes.
Well, I'll have to put that on my list next to finishing MILF Manor.
Did they burn that place down afterwards?
Is the second season out? Because I watched
second
the first
season,
like five episodes or whatever that was first released.
I need the next one though.
I really want the next one because it was so bad.
Are they gonna make like a DILF Manor or something?
I don't know.
That would be creepy. That would be really that would,
you know, that just happens all the time. Yeah.
Y'all done Love Island on this show before?
We haven't. We haven't. Okay. There's several of those that I would like to do, but I don't, we just haven't.
I have a lot of thoughts on Love Island. I think it's a very fascinating show that goes into like young people dating dynamics, and it's actually like a really interesting, it is very sensational obviously, but I think it cuts to like some truths in the sensation. I'll say the UK Love Island, I'm a big fan. I enjoy watching it over the summer.
I think we'll have to have you back to talk about Love Island. Just give us like a couple episodes to watch so we can
whenever the new season starts. Yeah, whenever the new season starts, maybe I'll come back and we'll do Love Island.
So, have you seen any of this show? Love Island?
We watched the Dated and Related.
Yeah, we watched Dated and Related.
What? Was this
tell
just
me more,
on
tell me more.
YouPorn?
No. It was like a brother and here, you can explain it.
Dated and Related was like, it was like siblings usually, or I think there was like one set of cousins, but it was siblings who went in and were both single, and then they went and dated the other siblings, and just like the way that they worded everything and like.
Yeah, it was super like incest bait with the wording of things and like the
wasn't
way that the
incest like.
Yeah.
But they like slept in the same bed, but like it wasn't the same bed because it like.
Yeah. MILF Manor is even more incest bait with the challenges with like the massage your son or whatever, you know, like or massage your mom or, you know, like things like that. But no, the Dated and Related was like, I feel like that was them testing the waters. You know, they're like, I wonder, you know, can we get away with a little incesty stuff? And they're like, oh, we can? Sweet. MILF Manor.
I think with the like incline of like, what are you doing, stepbro? And like. Mm-hmm. All of that sort of porn, like that has really influenced the daytime and like dating television with like reality TV and stuff too.
It's the thing that everyone does behind the scenes, that like everyone understands that everyone does behind the scenes, but you can't say it out loud. And so you just, you know, you weave it in kind of secretly into the rest of the content that you watch, right?
the incest, big incest agenda.
Big incest agenda. Yeah.
Exactly. It started with Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
I honestly at us. No, there is some like, if you want to get tinfoil hat, like there is some like real like George R. R. Martin. Somebody needs to sit him down, and I'd like to see his like therapy files. Let's put it that way.
I think he's just playing it off of in the olden days. I mean, all the royalty back then was all bunch of incest.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
we're just bringing it back, baby.
That's why he plays everything off. That's how everyone wants to play everything off in Game of Thrones. Can we not just realize it's fucked and maybe he needs a little help?
Oh, he needs a lot
why,
of help.
That's why he chose that setting. Book. He was like, no one's going to question the incest if I choose the setting.
But no.
He also probably didn't think
guys,
it would...
The history, it's real.
He probably didn't think it would blow up as much as it did. He's like, this is my own, like, private book series that, like...
Yeah, this is my J.O. book series. This
yeah, is dragons like... in history class. What are you talking about? That was There were so many dragons in my history class.
100%. It was so in
historically
history
accurate.
3.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dragon, breathe the fire.
Yep.
His J.O. crystal is glowing that day, for sure. So, talking about... You brought up the stepbro porn. I specifically remember...
You brought that up.
I did not. I promise I did not.
Used to you bringing it up, so...
Yes, correct. Yeah, well, because I always like saying, what are you doing, step frog? Because it's my favorite step porn meme with a little frog stuck in the VCR. But,
I don't know if I've seen
what
this.
Is it? I remember, maybe it was in high school, or maybe it was whenever I was in college. I remember there was a porn site that emerged called like mormongirls.com, and it was like specific, it was like fetishized versions of like a Mormon group or a Mormon cult, because like people started talking about Mormons, but like we still didn't like outside. It was like South Park did, you know, like that big, you know, couple of episodes about Mormons and stuff, and it's just really wild to me how like the interaction between like generally consumed popular culture and then porn, like it seems like they bounce back and forth, you know, like they interlace with each other, one influences one way and then the other influences back and stuff like that. It's funny because I want to say it was around the same time that site came about, you know.
Yeah,
it's like Baby Got Back was seen as like an act of bravery in the 90s, like people, that was like so controversial.
For sure. Talking
and like,
about
now,
asses.
Yeah, sure. Like that was just not anything anyone oh, did.
Yeah. Or even like oh, go ahead, Zell.
I was gonna say BDSM after 50 Shades.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, like
oh my god, yeah.
I've heard a lot of people talk
Which
about
is
like
Twilight, so Twilight
yeah, choking used to be like not a very common thing, and now it's like everyone wants a little choke with their sex now, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
A coke and a choke.
The waiter comes by with the choke grinder and is like, would you like a little choke with it? Oh yeah,
say
okay.
When
oh,
like, say when
they win say when yeah
red light.
I just think it is funny that like TikTok brought like a resurgence of soaking, kind of like we were saying, like the modern culture bringing this stuff back to the forefront. There was like, I mean, I don't know if I should read their handles, but if you go to Wikipedia for soaking, it does mention some influencers that have made videos about soaking.
Yeah, you guys could do the research at home.
Sure.
Do you guys, since we're kind of like talking about like sociology and like psychology, do you think, I mean, we really are. It's a very interesting subject that we're discussing. You know, we're fucking around a little bit, but it is the topics that we're talking about is very interesting. But like, do you think, like, we're kind of living, I'd say, like in the hippie generation of our time? Like, I feel like a lot of crazy stuff is just happening right now, as far as just like taboo stuff that used to be taboo isn't anymore. Do you think the next generation, like maybe next generation, is going to be super conservative? And
yes,
like this shit is gonna like be back out of the window and like out of the discussion of the time period? Or do you think it's just gonna get,
I think in some ways our culture is more conservative now than it was like 20 years ago. I just feel like I'm just a nerdy white guy that loves movies, but there was a ton of nudity, and like it wasn't as taboo to like see a bunch of R-rated movies that had like nudity and sex scenes in it. And there's no movies that have, sex is not prominent in like mainstream culture like at all.
Oh no,
like
it is just not something anything remotely like hot.
I mean, people don't even make out, like they don't even, people don't even like make out in movies anymore. So like there's not, yeah, like the mainstream movies are completely sexless. Like it's crazy.
The only place you're gonna find any of that is like in like TV shows, I think, anymore. Mm-hmm.
And like they flirt with the idea, like sexuality is used to like sell things. Sexuality is used, you know, and stuff. But like actual sex and nudity tends to be more rare in things. And talking about like the next generation, the counterculture is already starting now, right? Like there is a whole trad wife and traditional living, you know, like groups talking about TikTok that are popular on there.
Yeah.
Trad wife or trad, you know, that's traditional is what that is. And so it's, you know, with any culture, there's going to be a counterculture. And right now we're in kind of like a, in general, the Gen Z and younger groups are very left-leaning. I mean, I feel like millennials are, we're kind of there, but like Gen Z and younger are way further on the left.
God bless them.
Hell yeah, absolutely.
More power to them.
But there is that counterculture now that it's been there. I mean, I remember being there back in Tumblr days even, you know what I mean? But like, it's pretty prevalent now, and I see it a lot on TikTok where, you know, people are talking about wanting their trad wife girl, and you know, like there's all these women, you know, watching Ben Shapiro's wife talk about sister talk about cooking and whatever and stuff, her homemade ramen that looked disgusting. But
well,
yeah,
then Andrew Tate being a thing.
Sure. Like,
well, they go hand in hand, right?
I mean, like those episodes covering those fucking dweebs.
Yeah.
No, dude, not into it.
Don't even give them the time, man.
I mean, like trad life, I'd be interested in talking about more so than the pickup artists and the meninists and all those other kinds of things, you know. But you know,
yeah, you're right. Actually, I'm unwilling to do any research. So yeah, you're right.
We probably should. I just think
those guys are real sports.
I mean, there's like, there's a difference, I think, between like you like being like a homemaker and like being very like proud of that. But then there's like a weird, like the sense of like, yeah, the fetishization of it is very, just seems very odd to me. I don't know. It just seems like it kind of belittles actual like homemakers and like stay at home parents.
I just think the issue is that like it's different like between like, like being a homemaker, being a trad wife, whatever, like if you're into that and you like doing it, absolutely do it. But like saying that every woman should be like that is the line, right? I mean, like, I feel like it, like the idea is that like if you want to live that kind of life and, you know, be a stay-at-home mom and like cook and clean and all that stuff, fucking
or dad,
awesome
for that matter.
But like you shouldn't be telling other women like that's how you should live your life like me, or else you're like a godless whore, you know, like the judgmental part
of that is very like gross to me to like say that a woman can't live a fulfilled life if she has a career and like chooses not to have children is very, very weird.
Yeah. Absolutely. Very, very strange. People are raising kids for internet clout.
Let people like live their lives and stay out of other people's lives. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think it's that hard.
My mom is a stay-at-home mom, but I mean, like, she's super happy and proud of my sister, who is an art director and, you know, goes out and works, you know, just as much as her husband does, you know, and it's just like, that's where it's at, you know, like that. Why isn't that just like, like that's how it should be? Is that like, yeah, like it's okay to do it one way and it's also okay to do it the other way. Fuck off, you know. So
yeah, do things the way you want to do it. Don't be an asshole to other people. It's pretty easy, right?
Yep.
Is that
judgment,
was that in the Joseph Smith texts?
Probably not.
And your jumper like to soak just for the fun of it, God bless you. More power to you, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
It's you, your partner, and your jumper.
Yeah. That's right. It's popular in literotica for sure. You just got done fucking and then you're like, hold on, I want to feel you inside me for a while longer. And then you just kind of like, you know, like smooch and stuff like that while your flaccid dick gets softer inside of your, you know, your partner's vagina.
You should write erotica, Turtle.
That
sounded good to me. That sounded good.
And secondly, I think I'd do okay.
You genuinely, I think, would do a really, really good job at that.
Thank you.
It's very fun. Oh, I was just gonna say it was really fun writing the fan fiction stuff, and that was kind of erotic when I wrote it.
It's very fun. It is very fun writing erotica and fanfic. I don't know. There's just something very I don't know.
We did a fan on our Fast and Furious podcast. Thank Pod for Cast Cars. We read Fast and Furious erotic fan fiction on one of our episodes.
The water is not on.
Yeah, it's a lot of Brian and Dom loving each other.
Oh, of course, right. Obviously.
Well, I mean,
obviously.
What else is
there? Was there any partial inbirthing because of his bald head?
It didn't go that deep. It didn't go that
I
left.
I know what
yet.
You're talking about, but some listeners might not. What is going on?
Partial like inbirthing is the act in which you insert a fully grown human's head into a vagina. Okay. As far as I know, this isn't a real thing that happens. It's just a thing that's in like you know, like huge insertion fantasy, you know, like stuff like that. But yeah.
Well, gosh.
Because Vin Diesel generally is bald, that's immediately where I went to. I mean, like, I'm sure
he must be like the Pamela Anderson of. I say he must be like the Pamela Anderson of that movement.
For sure,
that shiny chrome dome.
I mean, there's a there's a lot of those guys in.
I don't know
the
Joey's
Fast
what is
series.
It? Joey Sins is that his name? Joey Sins.
Is this Joey a porn star? Sins.
He is a porn star that is bald. And so I was about to say, like, if anyone is going to be that, he's I love seeing the memes of him because they're always like, look at this man, he's so accomplished, and it has him like dressed up as a doctor, dressed up as an astronaut, dressed up as a firefighter from all the different pornos he's been in. It's so fucking funny. Oh man,
what range. It's called range.
Yeah, exactly. Renaissance man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he can wear any outfit.
Yeah, it's true, and fucking it, it's impressive. So.
Yeah, it's one thing to wear the outfit, but to fuck in it,
yep,
that takes a certain caliber of man.
Johnny Sins, that's his name, Johnny Sins. There you go.
Hey, can we get him on the show?
I would, you know, honestly, like it, that sounds like a long shot, but. Male porn stars do not get paid shit. So honestly, if we offered a little bit of money to some male porn stars, I'm sure one of them would bite and come onto the show because the comparison between payments between male and female porn stars, it's the only one. It's the only industry where men get paid less pretty much. But wow. Yeah.
Do you think it's enough to make up for the rest of it?
No, not at all.
I couldn't imagine. I'm not an accountant. I'm not going to crunch the numbers, but I doubt it, right?
All right, so we need everyone to subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah,
so we can afford Johnny Sins.
Yeah, if we get up to 15 Patreon subscribers, we'll make this happen.
God bless.
Do it, you cheapskates that are listening for free right now.
Yeah,
that's true. There you go. I sent everyone in the chat a picture of. Of Johnny Sins.
So oh no, one. I know who.
I like that gamer is considered like it's an extra astronaut.
Hell yeah, man! E gamers get paid a shit ton. Like competitive gamers, absolutely.
Wait, okay. I'm gonna tell you. One says businessman.
Businessman.
And the other says professional.
Yeah. Also, the patient. One that says patient. Yeah. He's wearing scrubs. That's not even what it is. Like he's clearly supposed to be a nurse in that or a doctor.
He's a doctor in one, a patient in the other?
That's... Yeah, but wearing scrubs. You know, all those times when you go to the hospital and they don't give you a gown, they give you scrubs.
Well, maybe he's a mental patient. Yeah, mental patients, they wear scrubs.
Oh, good. Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Excellent.
Wow, bless his fantastic.
Heart. Yep. Yeah, so I would love to have Johnny Sins on one time, or really any male porn star, just because, like, I'm sure that the experience is interesting and unique and different. I mean, I knew somebody that was trying to break into the industry, and he was like, I can't get anything but gay roles. And I was like, well, yeah, I feel like that's how you have to start for some of them.
You
got to
get
noticed,
pound that
you know?
Pavement
so
first, my guy. Like,
I feel like those are the better paying ones anyways, if you're a dude.
I don't know.
These would all be great questions if we did this interview.
If we got somebody on. Yeah, exactly. So, God bless.
Well, or if anyone listening just happens to have like a line to any of these guys that do it for free.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah, absolutely. If you guys know of a male porn star that would like to come and talk to us gratis, that would be amazing. But, you know.
Yeah, hey, I listen to this fun, smart, informative podcast. They would interview you. Yeah, that's how you pitch it.
Great. What a good pitch. What a
Don't tell them to listen to that part where I said it. Find like a part where we collectively sound somewhat intelligible.
Good. So, gentlemen, just because I want to know, just like in a brief explanation, how did you like the most recent Fast and Furious movie?
I have not.
I really enjoyed it. As the premier gentleman here,
that's right.
I was gentlemen. Looking forward to.
What was your favorite aspect of it, Zell?
There's a lot.
I really like the space aspect of it when they all went to space, outer space.
Nice.
That was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt. Anyway.
No.
I liked when Vin Diesel watched the guy get sounded. That was my favorite part.
Yes. Real quick, the most recent Fast and Furious movie is a lot. It's the most Fast and Furious movie. There's so much movie in it. It's really jam-packed for better and worse. We will be recording tomorrow our full thoughts on it. I'll leave you with that little teaser.
Exciting.
Oh, he's not even going to give, hey, fuck you. Go listen to the other show. His answer.
That's right. Give him a little tease.
Let's just say it ends on a cliffhanger and there are literal cliffs at the end of the movie. Yeah.
Yes, spicy. That is very
there are
literal.
Cliffs. Yeah. I'll say this. I really fucking dug it. There is one aspect of it that might be one of my favorite parts of any of these movies, and I will get into full. I'm going to be like Sam and say, full, you got to listen to the other show to know.
Fair.
And yeah, you can listen to us at Think Pod for Fast Cars. It's an exhaustive look at the Fast and Furious film franchise.
Hey.
Yeah, so hope you check it out.
Hell yeah.
Excellent.
Well done.
For the listener not on a Patreon, Sean is wearing a Fast X hat. That hat yes. didn't come with the hat? Movie. You paid for it.
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
A big shout out to my friend that? Carlos, who works at a different movie theater than we went to.
That's and, great.
at our soccer game today, he gave me not one of these, but three.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, who are the boys
when you come over to record are going to get your own Fast X hat.
Oh my God. I'm blushing.
Best day ever.
How Damn. Lovely.
He was unpacking for the game. It's like, hey, I got these hats for you. Oh,
thank
like,
you, Carlos.
Yeah so big shout out to
you
Carlos
are the man.
For hooking it up.
Big shout out.
You can soak me, Carlos. If
I'm also going to be getting a movie grade poster from another friend of mine, Adam.
Beautiful. Wait. That's delicious.
Vernacular wise, how does that work? Do you soak someone or do you and a partner soak? How, like, what is, like, is that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like,
like, as, cause it's only for like heterosexuals, right? So I feel like,
well, you could soak in the butthole.
You're the,
No,
you can't.
So, no, my I was talking about like linguistically, like,
be,
like
because like so you're the soaker, so there's a soaker and a soaky.
Okay,
right? So if, and then there's the jumper.
So let's imagine
the jumper.
Yes. Right. Okay. So
it feels like a bank heist. Like, oh yeah, you're the soaker. You're the
you
soaky,
have to put the plan jumper. Out on the table.
Yeah. It's like for all the soaky,
the jumper in the corner.
Good. Okay.
There
do not
the
move your
bears.
Hips. We will jump for you.
We Excellent. Want everyone to get out of here soaked, okay?
Okay.
So listen to our Nobody move.
Oh man, that's a movie.
I wonder
called,
if
like it... Super Soaker or something.
God,
yeah, Soldier Boy.
Well, saying, what if a girl figured out that she was a squirter during soaking? Because then it would she would have no. soaked her partner that, while soaking.
That's soaking hard.
The floodgates.
Super Soaker. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
That's legacy mode. That's oh, extra hard.
Shit. Yeah,
I think you get exactly. difficulty,
just regular
Max.
Fuck. Then I think.
I mean, if you could do that though, just from penetration, that's a fucking skill.
If you're a Mormon, well, sure. I guess if you're repressed, maybe I don't know. I don't know. If your vagina just works that way, it just works that way. Sometimes.
Yeah. There is a small percentage, of people that can achieve orgasm purely from penetration.
Oh, no. I don't think I could be. I could be super, super repressed. I still don't think that that would do it. You know, like I could be the most repressed bitch. And I do not think that a little jumping on a bed is going to get me there. You know, like I think it like. The taboo-ness of it would maybe cause me to be a little bit wet for like 2 seconds, but then I'd like dry out, like, sure. And then it'd just be like,
because you're not even like making out or nothing, like, so like,
the bed
maybe
also
they are, though.
That sound, though.
Do you know?
Oh, I don't know, but like necking is not like that's not godly, is it?
I think everything's on
you're
the table except
kissing, yeah. But not like hot and heavy making out. I imagine.
I assumed you've tried dry humping and that just didn't do it. I just feel like soaking is
no,
because like
that's
escalation.
Too active. Dry humping is way too active. That there's no way that should
there's
be allowed.
There's
that's
like a friction.
It is allowed. Dry humping is allowed.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Show me in the.
I would much rather dry
says,
hump than soak.
Thou shalt not dry hump.
I don't. It just seems. I don't know. It just it, like again, like spirit of the law. Like dry humping to me is significantly hornier than actual fucking. Like I like if you're.
Yeah,
if
but you're not God.
Well, I should.
You don't make the rules.
God can't see you when you have your pants on.
Yeah, that's
when you
right.
Have your pants
okay.
on, you can't see.
The pants are the shield.
So
what if you get a big
so
enough?
God
pair
is
of
a
pants.
Velociraptor and the predator.
Well, and that's why they wear their magic underwear too.
A pair of pants as big as
that's
a room.
Right.
So anything goes.
They have their magic underwear.
They do have
what
magic
about
underwear.
Vizopsa.
Holy shit! What
guys,
happened?
We broke.
Are you okay?
Broke. Velociraptor.
Yeah.
What about a velociraptor?
God's a velociraptor. Because he only sees through motion. That's why I said that. I mentioned it. It was a callback.
10 comedy points. Yeah. Good job.
Thank you. I read the comedy book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Comedy one.
Yeah.
So we're, never mind.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good. You got to, yes, and be friends with George Wendt, and comedy comes in threes.
Yeah. And don't come inside. What was that?
That's in the comedy?
Is that in the comedy book? Don't come inside? I think that's in the comedy book.
I don't have it handy.
Thanks for being here. It's always lovely to have you two here.
Yeah,
by the way, hold on. Actually,
this
is the first time I think that we've had you both together, right? On for an episode. Mm-hmm. That's pretty fucking cool. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was happy when I heard Jake was gonna jump on as well. I love Jake so much.
Oh, thank you, Sam. I love you too.
Love you.
Oh.
Excellent. Well,
hey,
we've been plugging it throughout, but I figure we'll do another one. If you guys don't know where the fuck these guys are from, y'all.
Thank Pod. We all did it together.
Are
you talking about our social, like our socials?
Whatever, whatever you would need to plug.
Okay, well, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Thank Pod for Cast. Our show Thank Pod for Cast Cars is available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts right now, and maybe we'll be on Stitcher soon. I don't know, but those two are where you can find us. Yeah. Right now we're in the middle of doing commentary tracks for each of the movies, and we just recorded and released an episode where we sort of break down our predictions for Fast 7 or Fast 10 before we went to the movie. So if you haven't seen Fast 10 yet, you can listen to that and get our like predictions and sort of us talking about it. And then coming out this upcoming week, we're gonna do our full length episode on Fast 10 where we'll go through the whole nooks and crannies of it.
Our big reaction. That'll be out when this is out. If you listen to this, you can go listen to that. You can hear me say how much I liked it.
Fuck yeah. Get in the
spoiler for the review episode.
Excellent. Zenestia. How about you?
Oh, me, if I'm on twitch.tv/Celestia every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 3:00 PM PST, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday at 12:00 PM PST. And Turtle and I have a merch shop together.
You can find it at designbyhumans.com/shop/taterpigshop. Also, you can find me, Turtle Pig Productions, pretty much everywhere. Twitch, Picardo, Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, Pornhub. No, I'm not on Pornhub. I'm joking. But yeah.
Bitch, you lie. Yeah. You have a tab open right now.
I don't use Pornhub. I wasn't super happy with them. And so I switched over. I use Spank Bing now. So, you know, there's that.
So go find Turtle there.
Yeah, go find me on Spank Bing.
Lurking in the comments.
I never leave comments. I don't know. I just feel like I've never had the need to comment on a porn video.
That's where you get the best recipes.
That is true. I comment on like smut on Reddit, but like that's it. You know,
damn.
This is like personal. It's people posting their own stuff. You know, so
this gangbang video had the best chicken risotto recipe.
Oh man, the chocolate pudding in that anal scene was fantastic. Thank you everyone for coming to hang out. Loved having you here, and cheers.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Cheers.